Toronto. A Superior Court judge has extended an interim injunction against mineral exploration in the non-reserve portion of Wishananzagiigan, an area that Jinagaming First Nation has described as a sacred and cultural part of its traditional territory. Justice Susan Vella has ordered Ontario to engage in meaningful consultation with Jinagaming, and to appear before her again in 6 months. The decision leaves the future of Greenstone businessman Michael Maloof's mining claims up in the air. Maloof owns Quaternary Mining and Exploration Inc. and Hard Rock Extension Inc. He says the decision sets a precedent that tells the mining industry, if you involve yourself in exploration and find something, it can be taken away from you. There is no protection. Judge Vella expressed sympathy for Maloof, saying he is caught in the middle between the Crown and Jinagaming, who are seemingly at an impasse. She noted that there is no feasible way Quaternary can determine the potential mineral production of its mining claims until it can enter the property and explore it. However, the court found that Jinagaming had demonstrated that extending the injunction is necessary because the Crown failed in its duty to adequately consult the First Nation before granting an exploration permit. The province accepted that Wishananzagiigan contains locations of cultural and spiritual importance to Jinagaming, but said it initially received no response when it asked the First Nation if it had any concerns before it granted Maloof a permit in 2019. After the permit was issued, Jinagaming informed the Ministry of Energy, Northern Development and Mines that the project was located on land that was of high cultural and spiritual significance. The province maintained that its hands were tied because the only outcome satisfactory to the First Nation would be a revocation of the exploration permit. Vella observed in her ruling that the government's argument, in other words, was that Jinagaming will not accept any accommodation. But she questioned the adequacy of consultation prior to issuing the permit, which included a notice provided by letter and a follow-up email, saying, "This does not seem to me to be effective communication." The judge also noted Elder Victor Chapaz's statement that, "We did everything we could to be diplomatic in an Anishinaabe way, through talking, listening and trying to reach an understanding." She added that, critically, the evidence also demonstrates that for the Anishinaabek, silence doesn't mean agreement or indifference. Jinagaming is suing the province, seeking permanent protection of the area it considers sacred. It had sought a permanent injunction pending the outcome of the lawsuit. First Nations lawyer says the issue can be resolved out of court. The First Nations lawyer, Kate Kempton of OKT Law, said Tuesday she believes that although all three tests for the granting of such an interlocutory injunction were met, Judge Vella wants the parties to talk more, because that's in keeping with the mandate of reconciliation. Kempton said that if the parties can't work things out between themselves, there's potential for the interlocutory injunction to be granted early next year. "We're extremely thrilled to have been able to succeed on this to date, and protect this area of keystone cultural and sacred importance. Come January, we'll have to see what happens." Kempton said Jinagaming would still prefer to avoid going to court at all. "The Crown," she said, "has the legal tools available to protect Wishananzagiigan. It isn't that big. They have methods under the Mining Act, under the Heritage Act, orders and council could be passed permanently protecting the area from any industrial development." Kempton said letters about this to Premier Ford and ministers responsible were never acknowledged, which she called disrespectful. Maloof expressed shock over the ruling, saying, "We didn't get a fair shake." He said the decision essentially means that exploration firms can spend millions of dollars looking for minerals before First Nations, out of the blue, can say, "We have first dibs on it, you go look somewhere else." According to Maloof, his claims in the Jinagaming area are less than 1,000 meters from a new gold mine under development just outside Geraldton. "There's a smell of big money in the air. The pit is on our immediate west boundary. All the gold that's ever been found in the area is in an envelope of magnetics, it's all been mapped, and we have 24 kilometers of all the gold showings and 6 major targets alongside this new mine." Maloof might consider an appeal but said, "It beats you up. It's been over a year that we have been able to do nothing but work on this problem. My health is not good." In a similar dispute over exploration near Kitchenamekuzub Ininuwug a dozen years ago, Ontario paid Platinex Inc. $5 million to settle a lawsuit and give up its claims at Big Trout Lake. TB Newswatch.